want to see a knuckle
bone? Oh, I've seen Wakefield for a lot of years, but I saw Wakefield, but this one's a lot firmer.
Yes.
I'm not trying to comparing him at all. I'm just saying knuckleballers in general. But yeah, you don't want to. The record he's got in the season he's having, you know, it's going to be tough.
Thanks,
Ben. Yeah. I'm from Wichita. Did anything happen in your development at AA that was special, or was it just another stop along?
Well, I mean, you play for Royals Hall of Famer Frank White. He taught everyone on that team a lot about the game of baseball, and he played the game great. He was a great player for the Royals, so you take a lot from that, and you grow as a player. I mean, there wasn't one. Every experience I had in AA was a positive for my career.
Ned talked about, obviously, a good natural hitter that you are.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about your ability, more so maybe than any younger player that he's seen, the science of hitting and being able to pick up pitches sooner and know pitchers' nuance and how they're going to approach you. Where did you learn that part of
it? It's just from watching the game. Kevin Seitzer does a lot mentally with guys, and he has worked with me with that too. What to look for, what just watch tendencies. I get very in depth into it. I mean, and that's what they mean by it, the science of it all. And I don't want to be left out in the dark on anything a pitcher's got, because I can go up there and blind pretty much per se and not knowing about a guy and do good off of him, I feel like. But it's if I want to be prepared for my job, and that's the bottom line with what it is. I'll do whatever it takes to know everything about that pitcher I'm going to face.
30 years from now, your grandkids ask you about this All-Star game. How do you hope you're describing it to
them? You hope that at that point you have enough stuff at the house that kind of explains it for themselves. And you don't like. I don't like talking about myself and those types of things. When families, I hope they look back and see what type of dad and grandfather I was, and not the baseball player. That's self-explanatory. They probably hopefully look up footage on that.
Are you going to take some time and look around though and soak it all in?
Absolutely. That's what I'm here for. I'm gonna soak up as much as I can in this experience.
And the obvious question: just talk about being here in your home park.
It's amazing. The city's great. We have the great fans. We have, and the ballpark that we have. You ask any baseball player that's played there, it's one of the better parks in the league, if not the best. I mean, just because of the feel, the renovations that we've done to it. I mean, they've put a lot into this stadium to make it beautiful. It was gorgeous before, but the playing surface and everything is amazing here.
Do you get the feeling that it's underappreciated throughout baseball?
I've been in there yet.